Today, our scripture is the verse, or I should say verses, that I've chosen for my own year passage that I'm going to be praying for myself and that I'm going to be praying for our church. It's Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14, so it's more than a verse, but it's a powerful passage. I'd like to read it and then make some comments about it and some application for our lives. Let's stand as we hear God's word, Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. For this reason, Paul writes, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will, through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Let's respond with thanksgiving. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Please be seated. This is one of those passages that teaches comprehensive truth about what it means to live faithfully before the Lord as an individual believer, but also as a church. And we see how the Apostle Paul has broken down his comprehensive analysis of what it means to be faithful. He's talking about living a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing him in every way in verse 10. And then he breaks it down with these four participial phrases: bearing fruit in every good work. That would be Paul's number one, apparently. Growing in the knowledge of God. That would be Paul's number two, apparently. Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. That's number three. And number four, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. What does it mean to live a life that is worthy of the Lord? What does it mean to have in your heart the desire to please God in every way? At least these four things. At least these four areas of serving other people in love, bearing fruit in every good work, of growing in your knowledge of God, of being a learner about God, in front of God, before God, experiencing personal transformation through God's Spirit, strengthening you so that you can have great endurance, that you can have great patience in a godly way. And finally, worshiping God formally, corporately, publicly, worshiping God privately, personally, individually, and the heart of that worship being giving joyful thanks to God the Father because of what he has done in our lives. This is what it means to please God in every way, to live a life worthy of the Lord. I've chosen this passage this morning not only because I'm praying this passage for myself, and I want to pray this passage for this congregation, but also because I'd like you to pray this passage for me, and for you to pray this passage for this church and for your life in this body. The specific phrase that has caught my attention is in verse 10, bearing fruit in every good work. What does it mean to bear fruit in every good work? If you look on the front of the bulletin this morning, I have a quote from Frederick Buechner. I love this quote. It's the first of the three reflections To believe that a wise and good God is in charge of things implies that there is a fit between things that need doing and the person I am meant to be. So when we think about bearing fruit in every good work, it gets very personal. How does God want me to bear fruit in every good work? How does He want me to use my gifts and my talents, my life situation, my background, my history, my disposition, my personality bent? How does God want me to use all of those things to bear fruit in every good work? And it's important, it's incumbent upon each of us as believers to continually evaluate that for ourselves. Paul says, if we're going to please God, if we're going to live a life that's worthy of the Lord, we need to continually explore, what does it mean to serve other people in love? What does it mean to bear fruit that's going to make a difference for people's lives into eternity? I've been thinking a lot about my gifts and how God has made me as a person, as a man, as a pastor. I've been thinking about this and praying about this for years, but particularly in the last 9 months, I have felt that God is challenging me to pursue how those gifts might be able to be used in a different way than they're being used right now with me as senior pastor at Valley Springs. So Jane and I began praying about whether God would have us move from this place to pursue how He wants us to bear fruit in every good work in the next season of our lives. 3 years ago, I met with our congregation, and we looked ahead over the next 10 years, and at that time, I shared with the congregation I had no plans to be anywhere but here. But in the last several years, God's been stirring my heart about how He has made me and where He has brought me. And Jane has been a great counselor for me. We bounce these things around back and forth, and we pray together. It may have something to do with, in 2014, I'm turning 65. That seems to be a marker of some kind in our society. Gee, 65, ooh, that's old. At least that's what I thought many years ago. It may have something to do with that other magic number, 25. The church is about to be 25 years old. Quarter of a century. Many years of significant and earnest investment on the part of all of us who are in this congregation. But all of these things have been working in us, and we've been thinking about, is God moving us in a new direction? And in June, we met with our children for vacation, and what we typically do in our family when we gather, it's hard to get all 18 of us together now, but we make a concerted effort to do that now at least once a year. And so it will probably be in the summer every year, and we've been doing it in the summer for about 10 or 12 years, ever since kids started going off to college. And one of the things that we do is we take some time to talk about our highs and lows over the last 6 months. And each person gets a chance just to share one high and one low. And then we each share a challenge that we are feeling or facing over the next 6 months. And so Jane and I shared this challenge of the possibility of leaving Valley Springs to move to a new ministry unknown. And we asked them to pray for us. So this was something that was not cooked and prepared and ready, and it was, we didn't even know what God wanted. And so we kept it in the most intimate circle that we have, our own children, and we asked if they would pray for us over these next 6 months. In October, it became clear to me that the time had come for me to reckon with my 65th birthday and 25 years of ministry and how God has made me, and that it might be time for me to move out of a senior pastor role and to move in a different kind of ministry role in which I might have opportunity to shepherd younger pastors. I might have opportunity to be a mentor, along with Jane, of pastoral couples who are engaging in church planting and new ministry. And instead of doing that on the side and just when we have extra time to really make that a major focus of ministry, that might be the best contribution that Jane and I, with our gifts, could make to the body of Christ and to the kingdom of God. Would somebody in the back get me a bottle of water, please? I'm kind of having trouble with my speech. It became kind of, thank you, Andre, it became kind of deja vu all over again from I've not been looking forward to sharing this with you this morning. It became kind of deja vu from about 27 years ago when Jane and I, with our four children who had all been birthed at St. Vincent Hospital in Green Bay, Wisconsin, pastoring New Hope Presbyterian Church, loved by the congregation, loving the congregation, no human reason to consider leaving. A friend of mine who was also a church leader came beside me and said, David, you could spend the rest of your life and ministry in Green Bay. And number one, it would please God. And number two, based on what I've seen in your life, it would be fruitful for the rest of your ministry. However, I want to challenge you to consider to do something with your gifts and your experience, with your history, humbly put yourself in God's hands to do something that might not happen otherwise. And that was a big challenge, and he meant move, leave Green Bay, go someplace where a church is needed, a place where there's not an adventure and a Bayside and a church, and that was Roseville. There was no Bayside, there was no adventure, there was no Valley Springs, but to go to a place like this that really needed a vibrant, authentic community that taught the Bible, that cared for people, that ministered to people effectively, that put people first. And that was a challenge to us. And as we began praying about leaving Green Bay, Wisconsin, leaving Cheeseheads and coming into this country, it was overwhelming in many respects. But leaving our church family, people whom we loved, an elder team that was very precious and very dear, a congregation that loved outreach, a congregation that loved inreach, a congregation that loved upreach, and to leave. And yet, when we took that step of faith and we left what was comfortable and we left where we knew we were loved and where we were cared for, and we came to a place where we knew hardly anyone, to start from scratch, it was a real step of faith for us, and yet we are so glad we took that step because this church exists. This church exists. And we believe this is a very special group of people, and this is a very special church. Very special. And you've heard me say it thousands of times, not perfect, but very special. And the thought of leaving this very special church to do whatever it is God has for us in the future is a big step of faith for Jane and for me. I believe we could stay here. I believe God could use Jane's gifts and my gifts, and we have a good relationship with our staff, a good relationship with my partner in ministry, Brad Anderson, a good relationship with the elders of this church. We could stay here, and yet we believe God is calling us to another step. As a founding pastor, one of the biggest challenges that rests in a founding pastor's heart, who really loves the church that was planted, is who's going to follow? What's the leadership team going to be like that follows? And I am thankful that I can say to you that Brad Anderson is a gifted pastor who is a good leader, who has a heart for ministry and a heart for this church. And I'm so thankful for that. In a way that gives me a freedom to say, I'm confident in the future of this church because of the team of elders who are here and because of the one pastor who will be here who will add other pastors to come around that leadership team to round out the pastoral team, which is very needed. It's been needed since Troy left. It will be needed as I leave. But that this pastoral team will be rounded out with an excellent team that will be able to work together and accomplish God's kingdom purposes together. So I'm asking you to pray for this whole idea of bearing fruit in every good work. I'm asking you to pray for Jane and for me as we've made what for us is a big decision. This decision has been received well by the elders of our church. I've had opportunity to talk with every staff member, every board member of this church, to talk individually and personally with people who would be directly affected by this. And I can tell you that people are just responding in a most beautiful way. Sadness that an era is coming to an end. Excitement for what this means for David and Jane and the kingdom, however God might want to use us in the future. And confidence in what God is doing here at Valley Springs as this church begins its next quarter century, its next 25 years. Pray for us and us in that way. That this would be about bearing fruit in every good work. I want to tell you that because of Jane's and my desire to be transparent and not to be hidden, it really was important for me to get to this day and to share this with you publicly before we are aggressively pursuing other opportunities. We've put feelers out, and I've contacted pastors that I know who might be in networks that could help us think about our future, but we've not been aggressive up to this point. It would have been hard for me to do that with our congregation not being aware of what's going on. So please pray for where it is in God's kingdom that He would want the gifts of David and Jane to be exercised and used. We do not know where that is. We would love to stay in Northern California. We don't know if that's going to happen. We're open to anywhere. What it is that I believe God is calling us to is somewhat unique. I don't think it's in every church. I know it's not in every church. It's not in every presbytery. It's not in every region. It's coming alongside of others who have a similar vision and want to invest money in this kind of ministry and care for those who are now in the field but are young and need mentors to walk beside them. So please pray that God would open up the right kind of opportunity. At the same time, pray for transition here at Valley Springs. Pray for the elders of our church. Pray for Brad Anderson, pray for the rest of the staff as lots of decisions are being made and as there are developing leadership changes with new pastors coming onto the team. Pray that God would lead in that process. I want to let you know about an event that's going to happen next week that can be very helpful to all of us. We're calling it a town hall meeting, and it's going to happen in the youth room simultaneous to our worship services. So we'll have one session at 9, and we'll have another session at 10:45. And Brad and I and one of our elders will be there to have conversation about what this looks like for the life of our church, what this looks like for transition and pastoral transition, what this looks like for all of us as we navigate a new terrain. so that we can have a little bit more of an open forum for question and answer and engagement. So we're going to do that at 9. So we would encourage you, if you want to come to a 9 o'clock session in the youth room, do that and then come to worship at 10:45 here. It will be a communion Sunday. Chris Ivins will be preaching. Brad Carpenter will be here to help guide the service that morning. Or come to worship here at 9 and then come down to the youth room at 10:45 and be with Brad and myself and one of our elders. If you won't be here, if you are not going to be here next weekend and you can't make next Sunday morning, we're going to do it again next Monday night. We're going to do it in this room Monday night and again just have opportunity for people to engage with us so that we know what this process is looking like. But put that on your calendar. I'll be getting an email out tomorrow to the whole congregation to keep everyone apprised of what's happening, particularly those who are not able to be here today, but also informing everyone of that important event next week. This is from Jane's and my heart. We deeply desire for this move in our lives to not only enable us to bear fruit in every good work in the way God wants us to, but that that would happen in your lives as well and in the life of this congregation, which we love so, so much. That this congregation will keep bearing fruit in the future and that you as an individual, that each of us as individuals will bear fruit in every good work in that way. Before we pray, and in a few moments, John DeWitt, one of our elders, is going to lead us in prayer. But before John does that, I'd like Jane to come up and just share a few words from her heart. And then after Jane comes forward, Tom Savage, who used to be on our staff, is going to come forward. He is part of our presbytery and is on a team of oversight that helps churches in the midst of transition. And Tom and Wendy and one of their leaders is here this morning just to help us through this process. And so after Jane speaks, Tom will come forward, and then John will lead us in prayer. Jane?
Well, first I want to make it really clear, I'm not becoming 65. So anyway, in Romans 8 and many other places in the Bible, God assures us that all things work together for good. And it is our prayer that God would use our personal journey of praying and listening to God for direction about how we could best use our gifts for the kingdom at this particular time in our life, that God would use that to somehow be encouraging to each one of you individually. And also that God would just kind of weave together our journey and Valley Springs' journey into a real personal, a real beautiful tapestry that would just show forth his love, his compassion, his providence, and his grace to, you know, all of us as well as to the world. And I just want to take this opportunity to briefly thank you for being a congregation, a group of men and women and children who take God seriously and who not only love God but strive to delight in him and who passionately use your gifts to serve not only each other but people all over the world. And it is our honor, our absolute honor, to have been part of this. And we're still a part of Valley Springs, and we'll always be a part of Valley Springs, wherever we are. And it is just my prayer that we would all continue to just stand firm in this exquisite faith that God has graciously given us and do everything we can to reach out to those who have not heard about, who have not been privileged to hear about Jesus, to do it in as creative a way as possible, and just to never underestimate what God can do in each one of our lives, no matter what our age is, what our life situation is, just to never underestimate what God can do. And, you know, we're only given one life here. We might as well make the best of it. And it's not over till it's over, and then it's just beginning. And I just want to say we love you all. God bless you and thank you.
So for those of you who don't know me, my name's Tom Savage, and I had the privilege of pastoring here at Valley Springs as an associate for a few years, and I believe the McQuarters, wasn't it our first Sunday together? That was our first, yeah, more than 10 years ago. And I'm here just to say to you as a congregation that more than 10 years ago, I stood on the floor of our presbytery in the Bay Area somewhere. Mm-hmm. For my ordination exam, and I was asked the question, why are you Presbyterian, or why do you want to be a Presbyterian, which I don't think I could spell at that point, still can't, but here's what I said. I said, I want to be a Presbyterian because of moments like this that I could never foresee, and that is that as a Presbyterian, we have committees. We love them. We love them. We actually don't love them, but they work because we are together, and as a presbyter, as a brother, as a fellow pastor with David George and the other pastors in our Northern California Presbytery, we're together in this. And I have the privilege of chairing a committee that David actually chaired in our presbytery for 100
years. Too many years.
100, yeah.
Way too many years.
And more than 10 years ago, I could have never imagined that I would be chairing the same committee. Have been for a few years now. Tried to get off that committee as chairman last presbytery meeting, but still am. Because it's hard to do what David did for so many years. But the Ministers and Churches Committee of the Northern California Presbytery, as a representative, as the chairman, I'm here to tell you, Valley Springs Church, you're not alone in this transition. Our presbytery will be caring for David and Jane and for you and watching over this transition with great prayer and love. And so it's a weird place for me to be because I love you as a congregation. I know many of you, even after all these many years that I've been away, almost seven. Hmm. But we're here during this transition, which will be wonderful, difficult, horrible, and all of the other adjectives that you could imagine, good and bad. It's going to be hard, but we're here with you, and we love you. So,
thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm John. I'm John DeWitt. I'm one of the elders here. And we were exposed to this information some time ago. And so we've had some time to process through this. And I know that for many of you, the first time you've heard it, there's some a bit of a shock with it and everything else. But as you process through it, you start to see God's hand in things. And you start seeing where God has blessed us. And you've got to start to see where God is taking us. And I just want to encourage all of us to remember that that God is in control of this. And he is the one who brought David here. He is the one that established Valley Springs, and he will continue for both. So let's pray. Lord, you are the creator of all things. You are creator of this place. You are the one who sent David to Northern California and Jane. And you gave them the gifts that you've given them, Lord, and you have blessed Northern California with David and Jane. And you have blessed Valley Springs with David and Jane, Lord. And, Lord, you have blessed Northern California with Valley Springs. We pray, Lord, that as you have ordained all of these things, that we keep in mind, that we remember that you are in control of all of these things and that you have great things imagined for us, Lord, and that in your plan, we are part of that plan, Lord, and in your plan, the continuation of your work in Northern California is going to happen, Lord. Mm-hmm. We thank you that you have given David and Jane these talents, mm-hmm. the skills to establish a place like Valley Springs, Lord, and we anticipate what's going to happen next with great joy and admiration, and we anticipate what's going to happen in Valley Springs, Lord. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord, for the presbytery. And we thank you for their oversight, Lord. And we thank you more so, Lord, that you have given us a path to follow mm-hmm. and a way that is organized and is in love and in faithfulness and that many have taken this path before, Lord, and that we simply have to follow it. Mm. We thank you once again, Lord, for this opportunity to be here, to be a part of Valley Springs, Lord, and we are pray for courage and wisdom and faithfulness in the continuation of this ministry here at Valley Springs. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, John. Thank you.